That was a little okay. Well, welcome to the Thursday, June 7th meeting of the Isle of Palms Personnel Committee. Call to order and acknowledgement that the press and public were duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. Do I hear a motion to approve the regular meeting of May 2nd and the special meeting of May 15th meetings minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Do we have any citizens who would like to speak up? None heard. We have removed old business until August. All of those topics will come back to us in August. Okay, our main consideration today, not that it's the only thing, but the main thing is consideration of proposals from search firms. And what I'd like to do is ask Carol if she would give us some comments on who she likes, who she doesn't like, or whatever, in any matter she would like to give it.
So, and I know we were supposed to kind of come with two, right? Top two. That was my,
That's how we understood it.
So my top two are, I believe, and I'm open to anybody's thoughts and comments, but my top two, I think, are Colin Basinger and Mercer. And it sort of came down to the other searches they've done that are sort of our size towns, and that the towns have some characteristics that are like ours. So that was important to me. There was one of the groups that I felt was incredibly Texas focused, and I don't think that we translate well to Texas. Just I don't see us as kind of like that, you know, like that just isn't
the strategic government resources,
right? That's just not the spirit of of the Isle of Palms.
Yeah, they were very, very much Texas.
Every single, you know.
Their report was incredibly brief. It was such a short report. I didn't feel like I got a good, I'm just joking.
But then,
theirs was like.
Yeah, it was like, oh, no, no.
They had like
But then
tabs.
When you looked at the, where they had done, I think 90% of their placements were in Texas, which.
And they weren't based in Texas.
No, so anyway, I thought that was odd. So I just didn't feel comfortable with that. I don't know if that's a reasonable thing to base. It just was my gut where I felt.
A lot of this is gut.
It is, isn't
it's
it?
It's just gut.
So anyway, those were my two. I just felt like they, and none of them, again, I don't think any of them are perfect. But I felt like those were the two that I was most drawn to and felt the most comfortable with. But I don't necessarily have a super specific, it's almost why I didn't pick the other ones versus why I picked those.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
John?
Yeah. I had trouble narrowing it down even to just two. My sort of perspective after looking at the proposals is I didn't see a lot of real clear differentiation between their qualifications and the processes they were using.
Right. That's
my,
so true.
My intention that I did not get to before this meeting, unfortunately, was to speak with references from each of the places, because I think that's what will differentiate. That's where I was hoping to find some points where someone might stand out. I know some of them provided references in their materials. I intended to not contact those references, but other places that had used them to get a little bit less of a rose-colored glass view of what's it like to work with them from the city's perspective, what, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right.
And there's some specific questions around process that, you know, they, most of them had relatively detailed processes, but still I didn't feel like any of them had what I would consider super clearly objective, non-subjective, upfront screening interview processes, which is really important to me because that's what I do. So when I don't see a lot of structured, you know, very detailed structured interviews, it felt like a lot of them were relying on the interview skills of the executives versus the interview process itself. And to me, I want to rely on the process and the techniques used versus the individual, because people have inherent biases and processes should not have biases in them. So all that to say, I think based on what I've seen in the materials, I feel like we would get relatively the same level of service from each of them. So I don't have a standout. I don't have anyone where I'm like, we should definitely, I feel like we should definitely use them. Nor do I have one where I'm like, I don't think we should use this group. So I'm not really helping the cause, and I didn't quite do the assignment, but that's okay. where I ended up.
So what you would like to see possibly is to look more into some of the references of the ones, say we can eliminate some of them and then mm-hmm. really delve down deeper into some of the others by looking at the mm-hmm. references.
Yeah, like I think Carol makes a really good point with the SGR. If they're, you're right, they're Texas focused, then yeah. that makes it a really easy to strike through.
Okay.
And I think that's what we're doing today. We're trying yeah. to strike through ones that we can get rid of.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a reasonable reason.
My feeling has always been if there is something okay. that doesn't feel right,
yeah.
it doesn't feel right. And whether it's because they have all of their folks there or if they had all their folks someplace else, it's just that kind of gut feeling, because all of them, as John was saying, they give us very shiny, mm-hmm. you know, this is their presentation, this is their marketing. And as I went through all of them, and mm-hmm. I did go through all of them and went through first and then went through again and said, okay, because I had given the assignment of comeback.
Right.
You know, and like John, there wasn't one that said, gotcha.
No.
There was not one that was above everybody else or behind everybody else. It was like, and maybe that's just the nature of the beast.
Right.
They all basically give you the same
package.
Marketing package, and it's hard to differentiate.
It is.
But
it's a tough field to differentiate.
Yeah, that I did feel sure that one thing, I wasn't looking for a niche firm, you know, and Novak seemed to be creating a kind of niche where they were women owned. 43% of their placements are women. And I don't know that we want a niche firm like that. I mean, I think we want somebody that's much broader. Some of them, you know, said that the owner or the founder would conduct the search. Oh, come on. They're going to make a visit. They're going to show their face. But we know they're not actually going to do the search. Okay, that was one of the things. Mercer's timeline I thought was really aggressive, 90 to 120 days. And I think because we're now in the summer, it would be elongated. I mean, even if they started today, they wouldn't be finished in 90 days. I did like the fact that they're based in Atlanta.
Me too.
I think that that's a plus.
Me too.
For me,
mm-hmm.
at least. I like their evaluation matrix. It seemed sort of that this firm was more interactive than the others seem to be. I was glad to see that all the firms guarantee satisfaction even if the first set of candidates don't meet our criteria mm-hmm. and that there's no additional charge. I think they've all learned that, you know, you keep going until you find somebody that really fits this particular match.
May I make a comment on that? Because I think that's whenever, you know, again, to your point about marketing language, it's one thing to say it in the marketing.
Right.
That's when we get to the agreement stage.
We have to make sure,
and they might have a limit on how, you know, how
right.
many times they can come back.
Right.
We want to be
but
really explicit.
But that's one of the things I said, we have to make sure that
there.
We get that guarantee.
Absolutely.
GovHR actually said that they gave a 24-month guarantee, which was the longest I had ever seen. Usually it's like 30, you know, 60, 90 days, or even maybe a year, but I had never seen 24 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
kind of popped up
mm-hmm.
at me with them. I know this is the day and the times, but most of them emphasized the use of Skype in the interviews, and I know that's this day and time, but you know, I would like to see more personal attention rather than just through Skype. And I understand that saves money because you don't have to bring them in and that sort of thing. I was interested in GovHR because the staff that they said would be involved had actually held the positions we were looking for. One of the people that was going to be on the search team was in city management and worked in public works in the course of yeah. their career. And also the gentleman that would be attached was the chief of police of Chicago.
So that
kind of popped up mm-hmm. at me in terms of, you know, that particular one. SGR to me was mostly electronic, but they did state that they would like to be involved with the stakeholder engagement. In other words, some of the things we had talked about, having a interview team that includes stakeholders rather than just our committee. But then they come up and say, and by the way, we have a $4,000 workshop that would be really good for you to do once you hire them. You know, and I think, oh, wait a minute. You know, we're hoping that part of the process is going to be such that we don't need a workshop after this has. And the other thing with SGR was that there had very few clients that were small. Most of their municipalities were 38,000, 50,000, 150,000 people, not the 5,000 to 6,000 people that we engage with here. Colin Benziger, it was interesting, and this brought up a question for me that I asked Wynette to come forward with if she could, is what is the difference between a city administrator and a city manager? Is there a difference? Because with Colin Benziger, they had hired very few administrators. They were all managers, and I didn't know if that made a difference. Mm-hmm. So I asked if, you know, and I feel sure there is a difference, and you know, we're looking at, yeah. I want to make sure that whoever we have knows that definitive difference, that we do have an administrator, you know, not a manager. So just general comments, I think basically all of them have some of the same processes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, John, some mm-hmm. of them weren't as heavy up front as I would like. That you can't differentiate them on that point. And the fact that I mentioned already, none of them really grabbed me and said, okay, wow, this is so much better than the others,
no.
or so much different than the others. It just didn't come at me. But I said, because I made the assignment, that if I did have to pick one, it would be Mercer. And I didn't have a second. So, I think you mentioned Mercer also,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's two of us that kind of lean towards Mercer if we had to make a decision today. And I'm going to go a little further and say, as I was going through all of this, I talked to the mayor and said, what if today we don't come up with a recommendation? And he said, do it right. Take your time. You're in the middle of the summer, 1 month. If you decide you want to wait and delve deeper or get more or whatever it is, nothing probably is going to happen in July and August. So moving it further, he would not be upset. He didn't think that the council would be upset if that was our choice. So I put that on the table. I just didn't want council to be saying, but you told us you were going to do this in June.
Right.
And there are all of the, or at least he mentioned that he felt the council would be more apt to say, take your time, do it right, get one that you can really back and say, this is the one we really want to do. And to John's point, maybe it is some phone calls that we make. And maybe today, rather than choose one, we say, okay, here's what we would like to ask. Here are the questions that may differentiate one from the other. Carol.
And this is just sort of a total devil's advocate for mm-hmm. in terms of calling. So I feel like if we call and talk to people and say, how was your experience working with Mercer Group, SGR, whoever it is, they're not going to have any other experience necessarily with working with another firm.
That's okay.
So, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So they'll...
We have to design... I'm not... well, just with asking questions, you can't... To get the information we need, we can't ask questions like that. We'll have to ask, tell me about a time when you needed something that wasn't in the scope of agreement from Mercer, and you went to your contact there. How did they react to that situation?
Okay. Those types of questions. Scenario.
Where it's okay. Not comparing one organization to another. It's
good.
How did they react when X, Y, or Z happens?
Okay.
And think about scenarios that we anticipate facing, which is telling me about a time when they sent a candidate that you didn't like, and you said, we want different candidates. How did they respond?
Right.
What actions did they take, and how long did it take, and things like that.
Okay.
And one of the things for me is if a phone call is placed to your organization, and we need to have information within a 24-hour period, what was the experience of being called back immediately or called back within a reasonable amount of time, and did they have the information you asked for, or was it more of the same of what you already had? That kind of thing. I think we can put scenarios in place rather than just asking questions.
Okay.
Now, that being said, before I react, I would like to hear
the difference
Wynette's opinion of the search firms. Was there any one that stood out for good or for bad?
When I would call them or email them, I was looking for responsiveness, I was looking for customer service, I was looking for, their ability to meet our needs. Most of them were all pretty good about that. A few were excellent. But I kind of had a similar aspect is that they all do this, and this is what they do, and these are the boilerplates, and they send them out, and we really can't beyond what if you're only looking at pricing, that would be one thing, but looking at what they can do, it's very similar. So I agree that.
So who was more responsive or less responsive? Like, since.
You said there were excellent ones.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Right. Exactly.
And some didn't answer at all.
Right.
So we don't even have them.
Right. So that's good.
If they don't even respond back to your initial, don't go back to them again.
No.
That's the thing that disqualifies them.
Yeah. And even talking like some of them, it was maybe a Friday, and they were already involved in other searches, and they said, as long as you can wait till Monday, I'll work on it over the weekend, and I will get you a proposal. So they were just,
I think that's very responsive.
It is. And when it was there Monday morning, it was like, wow, she must have worked all weekend. I think that was Novak. Mercer was great. GovHR was great. I mean, they were all pretty good. I did not have very much contact with Convenzer. It was just more of an email, and then they sent what they had. So SGR, Ron, who is the main person at SGR, he was great, talked to me on the phone for quite a while, sent me information. But that's what he does. He's in marketing, and I love their process because it has so much involved, but is that going to be best for here? Maybe not. Doing a disc, doing all of those things, but that might not be a good fit for here. But Mercer was great, very, very sweet, very kind. It's a tough decision. It's a very tough decision.
Especially when you can't say, okay, immediately let's take that one out.
Right.
Or immediately let's put this one at the top.
Yeah. I did speak with GovHR. I spoke with some of their references. I happened to see that Beaufort County had used them. So I did take some time to call down there, and I talked with the county attorney, and then I talked with the interim, and they had nothing but fantastic things to say about GovHR, and I believe they had used another firm before that. They didn't say boom or anything. I don't think it was any of these. None of these names were, and that was an early on conversation.
Okay.
So
It's good to know, though, if somebody had a bad experience with someone. I would want to know that.
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying to burn anybody, but, you know, you don't want to go down a road that somebody's already...
Especially if they
have the two-star Amazon review products.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So they had great things to say about them and that they work so well with them. So that's one company that I... One of the proposals that I did have, you know, some really good references.
And that was the one that had the police chief on board and the...
Right.
Yeah.
Wynette, if you had to pick one, which, if we said the decision's in your hands, you got to pick one today, who would you choose?
You would say that's your job.
This is how I do it. So,
and I, you know, I didn't look at pricing. Mm-hmm. I did not look at pricing.
I didn't either.
No, I didn't either.
I didn't look at pricing at all.
And getting a feel for them.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked Mercer very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then with those high accolades for GovHR.
So those would be the two.
Those would be the two that
I have. HR.
I'm. Go ahead. No.
So. I've
spoken enough.
No, I. No, I'm a me too. But I just. So. Regionally, and I don't know if it's just me that I get so focused on where we are, you know, we're the southeast, coastal, community, and so I get hung up. And I know I get hung up, and I don't know how to get over it, that all these people will be doing searches, somewhat, you know, from Illinois and Kentucky and Indiana and Michigan and Pennsylvania, and it doesn't feel like anybody knows anything about our spirit, culture, any, you know? I get very hung up on that, and I don't know how to overcome it.
I think, and some of what we want is we want outside eyes.
I do.
That we can therefore sit down and give them that in our marketing tools and things
right,
of that sort.
Right, but I just don't know how to overcome that. I sometimes I'm reading and I'm like, you know, it doesn't feel like anybody's has any idea of what we're about.
But I think that's what they will do. When we select that firm, they will come learn about us. They will come learn about all of the, you know, little nuances that you all are very concerned with as far as, the, you know, the candidates that we're searching for. They'll do that. They'll do that homework.
I just get so possessive of,
yeah. Just remember, it's okay. Because you have a very, very diverse workforce here.
Right.
And then the person that comes in works with this workforce and then learns all about the island. So it's okay.
I mean, these are big jobs.
It's okay.
That will be really leading the spirit of the town.
Yeah.
So.
And I think some of it, Carol, too, is our town does not exactly represent the way you and I grew up.
Right.
So this person is going to be dealing with those of us that did grow up here and have expectations, and those that have come from the Midwest, those that have come from the Northeast, that are here for very different reasons and look at very different things they want to have happen. So I think to have somebody that has more of a global, you know, I would love to have somebody that was born in South Carolina, went to New York for a couple of years, went over to Chicago for a couple of years, went down to Texas, come over, you know, and then ends up with us having all of those experiences and knowing all of those nuances. Whether we find somebody like that is almost an impossibility.
Right.
But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, but I...
It just all feels so... This person sitting in an office somewhere in... You know,
Santa Fe.
Right.
You know, that's why I was attracted to Atlanta, because at least I knew Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sitting there.
Okay, thinking, John.
Yes.
Help these two old ladies.
Yeah. Well, we're getting into the job description,
yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I know it's on the agenda later. I have to point out the three of you all said Mercer. I, by default, did since I said every, but all of them sound fine to me. They're also the lowest price.
Oh, are they? I didn't even know that.
So I'm just gonna say there's consensus that Mercer will do the job well based on their process and their credentials alone, and they're the lowest price option.
Nervous. But
me too.
I would rather do.
Let's see if we can. Okay, we've mentioned Mercer.
But we were supposed to do two.
We mentioned Mercer,
Colin Bensinger, and GovHR.
And GovHR.
Down to three.
So why don't we assign the three of us to contact, not them, but contact their, you know, people they have worked with.
Okay.
But for the next 10 minutes or so, let's put together those types of questions that we want to ask.
Okay, so
it'll be more scenario, and I'll depend on Desiree, you and Wynette to kind of write it back to us and send it to us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So John, you take the lead because I think you mm-hmm. have more of an
yes.
insight in terms of how to yeah. verbalize these things.
Well, let's start off before we do the questions and figure out what information we want to
right.
obtain. So, okay. We know customer service is a
critical.
It probably the biggest thing that we're going
right.
for, and their responsiveness. They've already all of these have already shown themselves to be very responsive when they're trying to win business.
Right.
The question is, do you maintain that responsiveness after you've won the business? So, I think one is responsiveness. Carol pointed out. The real critical aspect of how well they understand the needs of the community.
I don't know how.
Now
you
we
find
know the
pro-
we've seen the process, and so it's really how well do they execute on the process that they've outlined for identifying the needs of the community.
And remember, we're asking other people to tell us how they did. It's mm-hmm. not. I mean, in their packets, they all say, they're going to do
everything
a job, right?
Fantastic,
right? Which is what you would put in a marketing,
yeah. right?
Okay.
I don't want to be the only person.
Well, keep going, and then we can build on
other things that we want to extract and understand from interviewing them.
One of the things is based on the position that they filled, I think those questions might be a little different. In other words, I'm going to stop just a minute in our process because I'm hung up again on administrator and manager. Could you tell us the difference between administrator and manager? So as we, okay.
I can hand these out too.
Okay.
And it will absolutely, I don't know if Des, you want
to.
That's
usually the city administrator is also the city manager is also referenced as the chief executive officer.
Right.
City managers typically have more deciding power on budgetary decisions. So the administrator really relies on the direction given by council and then executing that policy as set by council. The manager typically, I'll put it bluntly, has a little bit more power in making decisions,
right.
Budgetary mm-hmm. decisions.
And isn't that usually if you have a strong mayor, weak council,
right.
you would have a manager?
It's usually...
It's called a manager council.
Manager council.
Okay.
This the type of government that the city of Isle of Palms has is council form of government.
Right. Okay. So a management position would actually have less of input from the council. It would be run by the manager.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And we have a city administrator.
Right.
Because it's this government is run by typically the full council. It's a weak mayor form of government.
And which of those that had all of the manager?
Colin
Bensinger. Yeah, I thought that was.
But I don't know if they just, but they also had an incredible amount of, they were the ones that had done searches or put people in places that were more what I felt was more similar, but it might have been a coastal because it's Florida.
Right.
Because
it was Florida and not Texas.
Right. And I mean, I'm not saying that envision it, and it's, I could just visualize some of the places better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's part of it.
Right.
Okay, so everybody clear on administrator versus manager? Yes. Besides mm-hmm. me? Okay, so we'll go back to our conversation now. So responsiveness, understand needs of community.
One of the things you said that was so good was, how did they respond if they sent a candidate that wasn't super satisfactory? I don't know.
So I'm gonna.
That was a good one.
I think within the category of responsiveness, there's I would say we should expect multiple rounds of candidates. Hopefully that's not the case, but we should go in expecting that.
Guess the question we would ask is, in your search, were there multiple rounds of candidates, or was there just one round?
Yep.
And if there were multiple rounds, how did they respond to that?
Mm-hmm. And
did they listen the second time? If the first round, how did they change their view of what was actually needed or wanted?
That's exactly what we want to hear when we ask that question. Did they do it timely? Did they have a service element? And then, did they actually do something different, or did they do more of the same? Now, it's likely that we'll contact folks who say we found somebody in the first round and we didn't need. So we have to be prepared for that as well.
Right.
We might not get a
and
response
that's fine.
To that. That's okay.
You know, that's okay.
And there might be the perfect fit. Somebody, just
purple squirrel.
Yeah. That's what they try to do. I mean, in some cases they'll.
Right.
There was one that said the first thing they would do is look at the number of people they already had, like in the basket. Mm-hmm. In other words, people that had already applied through them or whatever that they thought would be a good fit, that they might not have to go through this whole big process if there were some that had either been through a round and had not been selected for whatever reason, but they feel that they're a good fit for us. And I'm not sure.
I can't remember which one that was.
Me either.
I did read that.
I read so many of them. But some of them said the first round would probably be 7 to 8 candidates,
mm-hmm.
and then they lower it down to 5 for interviews. And I think one of the things I would like to see is, in one of them they said that there would be an email every week in terms of letting us know what the progress was. I would like to see what kind of contact did you have during the whole process, not just when the interviews were set up, but did they tell you that, okay, this is where we are in the process? What is the mm-hmm. kind of communications between you and them from beginning to end?
I feel like they all seem, well, at least now, like they would be very communicative. But
what we're doing is verifying what they promised against what they did with someone else.
Right. But I mean, like this list, that's, I don't know what page is, page 57 of 375 in the packet with the huge, the initial packet that was just all the searches that they've done for city, town, village, manager, mm-hmm. administrator for,
who was this?
This was Colin. And I think this is one of the reasons that I felt good about them, because some of them were smaller, like, population 8,700, population 300. I don't know if you can find that. You can look at this one with me. But this was, mm-hmm. to me, this made me feel a little more comfortable. That's mm-hmm. one reason I've actually really,
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like the other.
But I think that's, isn't, you know, what we're doing is we're, they put forth their best foot.
Right.
And now we're just, right. we're really confirming what they've told us.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And it's not that absolutely. We don't believe them, but we want to hear for ourselves totally. Outside of a marketing.
Right.
Packet.
But that's one of the things I think yeah. somehow we should find out is, you know, have they done.
We can't find that out from interviewing another
no.
another city, though.
But I think a question we can ask is, you know, given the entire process, was there anything that you would have liked to seen done differently?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do a good bit of customer interviews with the folks that use our product, and a lot of it is trying to extract. When you talk to customers, a lot of times they only want to tell you good things because that people when right. someone talks to you, they don't right. like to tell you something bad about who you are or your company or something. So I feel like this type of reference check interview will be relatively similar. And what I do to start off the call is I do offer that open-ended area because you get a lot of stuff when it's unstructured where you say, mm-hmm. I just want to know, tell me how you felt about it, how it went. You give them a few minutes. They might answer some of these questions in that time. And then we can follow up with, great, now I've got some specific questions. I'd love to hear, just in general, how long did the whole process take? How well did they identify the needs of the position and the needs of your community and align the candidates that they sent to you? Did the first round of candidates fit, or did you need to get another round of candidates? If you need another round, how responsive were they to that request, and what did they change about their process? Were there any other changes that you needed to make throughout the process, or any requests that you made throughout, and how responsive were they to those requests that you made? Did they provide ongoing updates? How frequently were you happy with that? And then finally, is there anything else that you wish that they'd done differently?
I think that'd be good.
Perfect.
Me too.
Yeah. We got that on tape, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, so we're looking at Colin,
Mercer
and
GovHR.
GovHR.
Divvy them up.
Divvy them up. Anybody particular one? Why don't you take Colin?
Okay. CB.
Mercer, I'll take GovHR. Okay. Okay, got it?
Yeah.
And we've got all their contact information and all of this stuff.
So
who should we ask to speak with when we call the references?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how are we going to find references other than what they gave us?
Well, what I was planning to do was go to that list of cities, pick one that I liked. You know, with Colin, I'll pick one that reflects our city.
Okay.
I'll find a city, you know, their mayor or city councilman. I'll probably contact the mayor.
Okay.
Good idea.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
City mayor. And we want 5, 3?
I think 3 would probably be adequate. Unless
we may have to call 5 to get 3.
Probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Everybody know their assignments?
Well, somebody will send us some questions that he all just said, because right. I would never remember all that.
Right.
Okay.
John sent it to Desiree. Desiree will send it to all of
okay.
us.
Okay, perfect.
And also who we agreed to contact.
Right. Well, that I can, yeah.
I've got it written down, but by tomorrow I may not know it.
Are you doing Mercer? Yes, I'm doing Mercer.
And I'm doing GovHR. Okay.
You can call Buford.
Very good.
Right.
Okay. Consideration of characteristics, qualities, qualifications of an ideal candidate for city administrator.
I wrote down my top 4.
Okay. Very good.
If you want. I mean, I figure we kind of all have an idea, but mm-hmm. I said organized, able to prioritize,
written and verbal communication skills, and an environmentalist.
Communication.
Yeah.
And these are personal traits. These aren't the job description.
Right. I didn't.
The first one was organized, right?
Right, organized. I think it takes a lot of organization.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John.
I am looking for future thinking. Like, I'm not going to use the word technology necessarily, but
right.
I'm kind of thinking, looking towards smart city type stuff.
Right.
By the way, Desiree, remind me after this. I have something I want to. I'm going to be honest, I forgot this assignment. I was wading through 500 pages of proposals. I was like so focused on that. So,
well, we've got time with this too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we just give what we've got and then finalize it next time? Basically what I was looking for is somebody who's motivational. Mm-hmm. Such that a team builder,
mm-hmm.
Someone, again, what you were thinking of is, I didn't put technology, but is tech savvy,
mm-hmm.
also a communicator,
mm-hmm.
And someone who, I hate this term, but I don't know of another one, thinks out of the box,
mm-hmm.
and those are the main ones I had.
Creative.
Yeah, creative.
Innovative.
Mm-hmm. All those nice terms. But let's come back next month and basically mm-hmm. kind of finalize those, because then we should be closer to who we want for the firm, because mm-hmm. this again goes mm-hmm. to
can
what
we,
they...
Can we, when we do that, and my apologies for not being prepared.
No.
Can we get them and also rank them amongst ourselves.
Good idea. So that we say what are
because we're going to come up with a list of everyone's going to have 10 things that are great,
right?
For somebody to
have. Let's prioritize what the top four.
Because prioritize.
Yes, prioritize is one of them, right? And you immediately have to do that in a city that has 20 million things that have to be done. Okay. So shall we go on to C and look at the job description?
Mm-hmm.
Have
for the city administrator?
Yeah. Have you prepared that one yet? No.
That
okay.
one is not ready.
Let's delay that until the next.
That's a biggie.
Next meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Well, the packet includes the existing
mm-hmm. existing right. one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we really want to change that one. That one is not. I think what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than going through all of that mm-hmm. and just make changes at this meeting, let's wait until the next time, give Wynette a chance to go
okay.
ahead and,
yeah. Work
and
on
formulate
it.
One for us to look at
perfect.
And make the changes to rather than doing it here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Characteristics for chief of police.
So that, if I may,
yes.
that I did have
okay.
these made up for you.
Okay, three. And also.
And I'll get this one too.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talked about the ranking, these were a lot of them that were, you know, kind of the typical what would mm-hmm. be expected, and for you to be able to kind of highlight the ones that you really thought are the most important when we do end up having a firm
mm-hmm.
To give to. So I kind of streamlined this one for you to make it a little bit easier.
Okay. And while you're looking through that, I did have an email from Susan Smith who had brought this topic up to the Public Safety Committee meeting, and they basically were saying, well, that's the job of the personnel committee. So they really, but she did have some that, you know, that she had given. And also she had actually reached out to the public on Facebook and ask for their, you know, mm-hmm. their particular things. And mostly, and I won't give you the names of the people, but they said a true leader, respected, has a handle on things both during the summer at the peak as well as the off season, mm-hmm. with more attention to the residents during the off season. I thought that was interesting. A balance between summer and winter times. A person accustomed to our beach policies and maybe a new set of eyes. So those were just kind of generic things that, mm-hmm. came from the public, mm-hmm. which I thought was interesting. Okay, then we'll go back to this list.
Now this list you generated.
Yes, from a lot of other police chief.
Mm-hmm. I guess it didn't come from public safety.
Right, yeah. It did not.
No.
Right.
Because they honestly did. Which is fine. That's fine. So is our hope to identify and prioritize these today?
I don't think we need to do this today. Again, I think we take this information and we do this on our own rather than sitting here and doing it.
Yeah, I think we have to each leave
right.
and really in
right.
the company.
We need to think about it and look at it. So
ideally, do you want us to pick 10 of these that are our favorite or rank them each one to, I mean, how do we...
Top 10, top 5.
I don't think you all need to have a specific set of characteristics. Whatever speaks to you.
Right.
You know,
whether it's 1 or 10 or 6.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what we're going to be giving the search firm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're just kind of getting this ahead of the process so that we
but
don't,
we don't
have
to rank these.
I mean, unless you all want to. I guess that
I
was...
I mean, these are all important to me.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you hope... They can manage conflict if you're.
For me, it got the purpose of ranking it would really to be help the recruiting agency
find
the best candidate. So, I think we were better served by giving more guidance and direction and saying all of this is important. Here's our top 5, or here's our top 10.
Okay.
So yes, of course we want someone who's approachable. I'm not saying that this is not our number in our top 10, but
okay, we're gonna rank these for the top 5, even though all are important.
Top 5.
Only
5.
We can come up with collective 10 if we each come up with 5.
Okay.
Right.
I'm
okay.
guessing we'll
right.
overlap.
It's really hard to pick. Okay.
Collective 10.
Okay. So top 5.
And
but I think we'll get a better candidate that matches more what we hope by. Saying, giving that guidance.
Okay.
And
so top 5.
You chime in if you're like, John, you're way off your rocker.
Is it top 5?
No, we
is
keep
that,
looking at Wynette saying, okay,
I'm,
are we...
I'm so confused. Is it top 5?
Okay.
Each
top.
Of our top
individual
5.
Top
okay.
Five.
And then from those top
okay.
5, we're not all going to come up with the same
no,
top 5.
No, we are
5.
Not at all.
Maybe.
So from that, maybe we'll come
maybe.
With the 10. Okay. And we will bring that back to our next meeting,
right.
July meeting.
And
okay.
then there's room for you to add any of your own that you feel
mm-hmm.
yes.
right.
aren't inclusive.
I know, which,
yeah.
right. you know me. I'm
ability to
be
chill. IT network.
Right.
right. No, we leave IT out of this, remember?
Sense
this is
of
not
humor.
IT. Right, right. Okay. Job description
not
for the chief of police.
Okay, so that
do
right.
we have a proposed job description?
That was in your packet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
wait,
we have to just pull
I gotta
it up.
Get, wait them, because I'm on.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No,
it
I
dies
don't.
After a while. I need to make it
well,
stay
and I,
awake longer.
Okay.
I can sleep.
Okay,
page 14.
Page 14. Oops. Come there, yes.
You passed it. You should see it.
Oh, okay.
So this was sent to Interim Chief Usri
okay.
for comment.
Yep, this is it.
Linda did comment on it also. You can see the changes in here. Usri, did you?
I did, but I don't think this copy includes my edits.
I don't remember you getting any of your edits, so it might not.
Well, again, you know, I read through all of this and compared it to what we had before, which is much better version, to say the least. But if it doesn't have your edits, Desiree?
Yeah, I thought I had sent them.
Okay, let's, again, and I don't mean to put everything off until the next meeting, but if we don't have all the edits, let's just go ahead and wait and give it, unless...
Can you just fill in the one blank, though?
Where's
that
the blank?
That is one that, on page 4 of 5, kind of what you think of, and this I had asked of when I sent it out, just to make sure that people saw that there was a section there to add time desired. What do you think a reasonable time frame is, that if they don't have a South Carolina criminal justice training certification,
okay, what, to obtain. Now that's page 5.
Page 4 of 5 of the Isle of Palms position description.
Yeah, it's a 17 of your packet.
Okay.
I mean,
I feel like I don't know what's appropriate there.
I don't. What would be reasonable?
I feel like we need interim Chief Ostry to tell us what's. I have no idea how long it would take.
The other job descriptions that you've looked at, did they have any time associated with that certification?
Some of them did. Some of them had up to a year. Mm-hmm. Some said 6 months. Mm-hmm. So
okay, that's helpful, because I don't know if it takes, if it's like.
And
it's
all,
that takes
it
6 years
depends
to do.
On the candidate, if they would have to, and that's one of the things that, if we have a candidate from another state, if there's any reciprocal, and the South Carolina Criminal Justice Academy would have to look at what their
qualifications
are, mm-hmm. what they would accept towards their certification, and you know, would they have to go take an entire 12-week course or a 6-week law package? It all depends. So
if they have to start from scratch, how long will that take them?
The academy is 12 weeks.
But how often do they offer it?
Right, and that's the other thing, is how many spots.
I mean, they do one class and then they start
another one. So they don't have to wait a year.
So it's 3 months, though. But
I feel like a year is a good placeholder.
Because this is going to be a brand new person in a brand new position, having to go to classes.
In Columbia, by the way.
In Columbia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say a year.
I know.
And
hopefully they don't have to go June, July, and August.
If it's comparable to the police officer training, it's like they go up Sunday or at the crack of dawn on Monday and come home on Friday.
Mm-hmm. And they spend the... It's every day.
We would not be having that situation.
Can we keep that out of the job?
Right. Man. Yeah. A 6-week special basic course is required for a Class 1 certification from the CJA. And it would be, again, a state by a case by case basis.
Right.
So,
6 weeks.
Yeah.
I say within the first year.
Don't you?
Yes. I think
that's reasonable. Especially given all of that.
Right.
Like they have to, that's some major life planning that goes into that.
Right.
Can I get somebody with a new baby or something?
I just don't know what this, and again, this is my just not know. What is Southern Police Institute versus the South Carolina Criminal Justice Training, Academy? What is Southern Police Institute?
What page do you want?
It's on that same page, and it says, master's degree preferred completion of major course study in police management, FBI National Academy, I understand that. Southern Police Institute or equivalent. It just sounds sketchy. But I don't know anything. I mean, again, I just don't have any knowledge of that world.
Can you look that up for us?
I just Googled it, and it says that it's a division of the Department of Criminal Justice.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the South Carolina division of...
It's a state.
The state. It goes along with the South Carolina.
I mean, I just feel like I have a lot to learn in this. I mean, I just don't know.
Yeah, me too.
Well, this is why we're hiring recruiting agents. Mm-hmm.
Right.
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 Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for that. Because it is.
Don't feel the pressure.
Okay. Any other places?
We're going to make sure we find the person with the right characteristics. They're going to find the person that has all the qualifications.
Okay. Right. Perfect.
Anything else in here, Wynette, that we need to look at today?
Nope, I just wanted to be able to add that into
right.
okay. the draft so mm-hmm. that we had a little more mm-hmm. comprehensive look.
And all I did, again, because I don't know either, I just compared the old one and the new one, and I said, okay, that's a good change, that's a good mm-hmm. change, that's a good change. Not knowing if it's the right change, but it was better than what we had before.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, anything else on that? And again, we will come back with any other edits. And as you look at this again, if you think of other things that Wynette needs to look at or look for, let's go ahead and give her that before we come back. And then F is approval of job description of public works assistant director for maintenance and facilities. This has already been approved.
Right.
And we didn't approve it through the council.
No, the public works committee did approve the job
right.
description prior to approving the FY19 budget, but
right.
we need a the personnel committee needs a recommendation
okay.
and then it goes to full council for full approval.
So I would like to make a motion that we approve the job description as presented, and this was presented even I believe mm-hmm. the last mm-hmm. personal
right.
meeting. For Public Works Assistant Director for Maintenance and Facilities.
Second.
Any discussion?
Are we sure we really want this position?
Okay, John. <that's enough. laughs> Okay, Donnie, you can hit him now or later. Which one?
Hold him.
Okay.
Hold him back.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So this will now go to council for
yes.
approval, and that'll be part of my report.
Correct.
Yes.
It'll
and
be
I do
included
have,
on the agenda. It'll be listed on the agenda.
I have.
Donnie, excuse me.
Now that it's approved, I will tell you I'm up to here with the Hawaiian dude at the front beach. Right. Just so you know.
Is that the gentleman you were talking
mm-hmm.
about that said go in the
Not up to here. I'm up to
yeah,
here.
I haven't even told him that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So are we looking for a new...
Well,
gotta get the
a new contract.
Contract,
yeah.
Did that come through? No, that goes
no.
through real property.
That goes through real property.
This,
okay.
But while we're on this position, Donnie has given us a list of qualifications
mm.
and just general traits and
for
the,
okay, great
for that person.
Yeah,
so there
of
it
extra
is.
Copies. I've got that.
Well, these
yeah.
are the.
But that's from Donnie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
Donnie's
is
Donnie.
Are in here also.
Okay.
This is the revised kind of.
Okay.
And this is for our search firm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. These are a little bit additional.
This is Donnie Plus.
Yeah,
Donnie
Plus. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Donnie. That's Donnie Plus.
Got it.
Okay.
She is blue font.
Yeah.
That's that plus.
I have bullets.
Yeah, that's okay.
Bullets are good.
I took liberty and changed some of your words. Just a few though.
But it's all
yeah.
So we're ready for that.
Right.
Got
and,
that
and again
done.
We will take this
yeah.
and get all of them together. We are gonna be ready for the search firm.
Yeah.
They're gonna be surprised.
They are.
Yes, sir. Question.
I don't know why I choose sometimes to raise my hand and sometimes I don't.
I know, me too. It's contagious.
Yeah. Have we made the recommendation and decision to use the executive search firm for all three positions, or is that a decision that we need to make today? Or
no, we've made that decision and we've even contacted them that way.
Okay.
The difference is that for this, the public works position, they will simply do the front end
that's
work.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry.
And send all of the resumes to Wynette and Donnie,
mm-hmm.
who will then make the decision. We will
they're
not
just
make,
doing sourcing. That's
they're
what
doing
they're
sourcing.
Right.
Exactly.
Forget.
Yes, ma'am. Carol.
But I'm not 100% sure if everybody responded.
Novak was not going to do it.
Okay.
Everyone else was going to do
right.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We,
okay,
we
thank you. Because I knew
one.
There was someone
yes.
who didn't.
Yeah.
Novak was the one.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So we're not contacting
okay,
Novak
good.
Anyway. So that worked out well.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah. They'll do the front end work, but they all the resumes will go to Wynette and Donnie, and they'll actually make the selection.
Okay.
They'll do the interviewing and everything else. So.
Okay. Everybody else, we were sure, had all
right.
three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty, so we have approved.
Donnie's got a question.
Oh, excuse me, Donnie, I'm sorry.
Just one comment. What if someone from inside the city family requests
they need to
interest
apply through the firm.
Company.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as we create, you know, hire the firm, then they would process through the firm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Someplace. Miscellaneous consideration of Patrol Officer Phillips as Employee of the Month. And you have a letter. I have a letter someplace.
I'd like to move that we...
It's in the packet.
Yeah.
Got it.
We name Officer Phillips as Employee of the Month.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
And this was the connector incident?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. And this will be, again, part of my report.
Yes.
Right. And is this
just for explanation, what is attached to being Employee of the Month? Is there any kind of a benefit or financial?
I think, don't they get a $50 gift card?
Don't they get a gift card or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the amount, though.
Right.
They get to, like, say, you know, I want one to Walmart, I want one to...
Okay.
Target or whatever, but I think that's what it is.
Right, because I know we went through this bonus thing and we can't do that, mm-hmm. We can't give this, and we can't give that.
Only
but
30?
I think it's 30.
We'll give you the correct amount for your report.
Okay,
for city
that'd be
council.
Fine, just so that we know that she will receive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yes, ma'am.
So are we not, did we officially switch from safety sweepstakes now?
That's part of the changes that you all have recommended to the personnel handbook. So until that personnel handbook is completed and approved,
right. So we're still
doing the safety sweepstakes,
right?
Yeah,
which has nothing attached to it,
right?
No, the safety sweepstakes do have
50.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. So then, Employee of the Month should be at least.
Mm-hmm. Why would they get less than the sweepstakes?
We'll confirm the amount.
I'm just trying to make sense of the. Yeah.
It's almost
right. Okay.
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 So we are now to our next meeting, and I know July 5th.
No, that's not.
Is not. But I've got one on July 3rd.
Okay.
What else do we?
That's fine.
Want to do July 5th? Is everybody meeting? Trying to meet that first week?
I think that July 5th. Yes, 5th. Okay. Yeah, they're trying to meet. Yes.
Okay. So everybody else is trying to meet, Carol. I know it's 4th of July week.
That's fine. I mean, I'll be here.
I'm not working that day, so we can do anytime you guys want.
Yay!
Awesome! Really?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
None of us are going to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, we're not doing it. We're not doing it early.
Because I got to get up.
See, you better be here at 8 o'clock or you might not get here.
Right. That's true.
I'm walking.
Okay. So we have it set
for 5, please, then.
Is there
a
preferable time?
What do you guys want to do? I'll be super flexible because I know I'm the least, but I would prefer the morning.
Morning is fine as long as it's not
too
early.
I don't want it to be first thing because I'm going to stay up and watch the fireworks and everything.
Yes.
10:30?
That's good.
10:30.
10:30.
How about 10:30?
Okay.
Do I hear it once?
Yes, 10:30 is great.
And we're staying with the 5th?
On the 5th, yes. The 5th at 10:30 is Personnel Committee. I'm going to just write that.
Wow, that's awesome.
5th at 10:30 a.m.
It's crazy.
And we will all have our assignments done, right? Okay, everybody's going to have called who we need to call. We're going to get the questions back as soon as we can so that we can kind of work on that between now and then. Anything else? No executive session needed? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yay.
Yay.
We did it.
64 minutes.
6 o'clock. That's awesome. Okay.